Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you have come to the Unlimited Father to become viceless from vicious. Therefore, do not have any evil spirits in you. Question. Which study is the Father now teaching you? A study that is not taught throughout the whole cycle. Answer. At this time, the Supreme Father alone teaches the study of establishing a new kingdom and the study of giving human beings a royal status. This new study is not taught throughout the whole cycle at any other time. The golden-aged kingdom is being established through this study. Om Shanti. You children know that you are souls, not bodies. This is called being soul-conscious. All human beings are body-conscious. This is a world of sinful souls, that is, it is a vicious world. It is the kingdom of Ravan. The golden age has passed. All of those who lived there were viceless. You children know that you were pure deities and that you have become impure once again whilst taking 84 births. Not everyone takes 84 births. Only the people of Bharat who took 82, 83, or 84 births were deities. They have now become impure. Bharat alone is remembered as an imperishable land. When it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat, it was called a new world, New Bharat. It is now an old world, Old Bharat. Those people were completely viceless. They didn't have any vices. Those deities took 84 births and have now become impure. There are the strong evil spirits of lust, anger, and greed. Out of those, the main evil spirit is body consciousness. This is the kingdom of Ravan. When the five vices enter human beings, this Ravan becomes the enemy of Bharat for half a cycle. These evil spirits do not exist in the deities. As they take rebirth, those souls also became influenced by the vices. You know that when you were deities, you didn't have the evil spirits of any of the vices. The golden and silver ages are called the kingdom of Rama. The copper and iron ages are called the kingdom of Ravan. Here all men and women have the five vices in them. The five vices continue from the copper age to the iron age. You are now sitting at the most auspicious confluence age. You have come to the Unlimited Father to become viceless from vicious. If anyone becomes viceless and then falls into vice, Baba writes, you have dirtied your face, and it is now difficult for your face to become beautiful again. It is like falling from the fifth floor. The bones are broken. It also says in the Gita, God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. The original religious scripture of Bharat is the Gita. Every religion has just one scripture. The people of Bharat have many scriptures. That is called devotion. The new world is Satopradhan and golden-aged. There is no fighting or battling there. Everyone has a long lifespan, and they are ever healthy and wealthy. You have now remembered that as deities you were very happy. There is no untimely death there. There is no fear of death. There you have everything, health, wealth, and happiness. In hell there is no happiness. There is always one illness or another of the body. This is a world of limitless sorrow, whereas that is a world of limitless happiness. The unlimited Father would not create a world of sorrow. The Father creates a world of happiness. Then the kingdom of Ravan comes, and you experience sorrow and peacelessness in that. The Golden Age is a land of happiness, and the Iron Age is a land of sorrow. To indulge in vice means to use the sword of lust on one another. People say, this is God's creation, but no, this is not God's creation. This is the creation of Ravan. God creates heaven. There is no sword of lust there. It is not that God gives happiness and causes sorrow. God is the unlimited Father, so how could he cause sorrow for the children? He says, I give you the inheritance of happiness. Then, after half a cycle, Ravan curses you. In the Golden Age, there was limitless happiness and you were very prosperous. There were so many diamonds and jewels in the one Somnath temple. Bharat was so solvent, it is now insolvent. In the Golden Age, you are 100% solvent, whereas in the Iron Age, you are 100% insolvent. This play is predestined. It is now the Iron Age. By having alloy mixed in them, souls have now become totally tamopradan. There is so much sorrow. These aeroplanes, etc., have also been invented in the last 100 years. This is called the pomp of Maya. So people think that heaven was created through science. However, that is Ravan's heaven. Because people see the pomp of Maya in the Iron Age, scarcely anyone comes to you. They think that they have palaces, cars, etc. The Father says, the Golden Age, when it is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, is called heaven. It is no longer the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan now. Their kingdom will now come again after the Iron Age. First of all, Bharat has a very small population. In the New World, there are only 900,000 deities. Then growth continues later. The whole world continues to expand. First of all, there are just the deities. So the Unlimited Father sits here and tells you the history and geography of the world. No one except the Father can tell you this. He is called Knowledgeful, God, the Father of all souls. All souls are brothers, and then they become brothers and sisters. All of you are the adopted children of the one Prajapita Brahma. All souls are God's children. He is called the Supreme Father and his name is Shiva. That is all. The Father explains, I have just the one name, Shiva. Then, on the path of devotion, People have built many temples, and so they have given me many names. There is so much paraphernalia of devotion. That cannot be called a study. There is no aim or objective in that. That is for coming down. Whilst coming down, you become Tamopradan, and everyone now has to become Satopradan. You will become Satopradan and go to heaven, whereas everyone else will become Satopradan and go to the land of peace. Remember this very well. Baba says, you called out to me, Baba, come and make us impure ones pure. So I have now come to make the whole world pure. People think that they will become pure by bathing in the Ganges. They consider the Ganges to be the purifier. They consider the water in a well to be the water of the Ganges, and they bathe in that. They consider it to be an incognito Ganges. When they go on pilgrimages or to the mountains where water emerges, they call that the incognito Ganges. That is called falsehood. God is said to be the truth. However, everyone in the kingdom of Ravan speaks lies. God the Father alone establishes the land of truth. There is no falsehood there. Deities are offered pure food as bhog. This is now a devilish kingdom. In the golden and silver ages, there is God's kingdom, which is now being established. God himself comes and purifies everyone. Deities do not have any vices. The subjects are as pure as the king and queen. Here all are sinful, lustful, and angry. The new world is called heaven, and this world is called hell. No one except the Father can change hell into heaven. Here all are impure residents of hell. In the golden age they are pure. There they would not say, we are going to bathe in the Ganges to become pure from impure. This is the variety human world tree, and God is the seed. He alone creates creation. He first of all creates deities. Then, as expansion takes place, there are so many religions. At first, there is one religion and one kingdom. There is nothing but happiness. People want there to be peace in the world. You are now establishing that. All the rest will be destroyed. Only a few will remain. This cycle continues to turn. It is now the most auspicious confluence age, at the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. This is called the benevolent, most auspicious confluence age. The Golden Age is being established after the Iron Age. You are studying at the confluence age and will receive the fruit of that in the Golden Age. To the extent that you become pure and study here, you will accordingly claim a high status. Such a study does not exist anywhere else. You will receive the happiness of this study in the new world. You will receive the happiness of this study in the new world. If any evil spirit exists in you, firstly, there will have to be punishment. Secondly, you will receive a low status there. Those who become complete and teach others will claim a high status. There are so many centers. There will be hundreds of thousands of centers. Centers will be opened throughout the whole world. You have to become pure charitable souls from sinful souls. You have an aim and objective. It is Shiv Baba alone who teaches you. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. The Father alone comes and teaches you. This one does not teach you. It is that one who teaches you through this one. This one is remembered as God's chariot, the lucky chariot. He is making you multi-million times fortunate. You become very wealthy. You never fall ill. You receive health, wealth, and happiness, everything. Although you might have wealth here, there are also illnesses, etc. Therefore, there cannot be that happiness. There is one type of sorrow or another. That is called the land of happiness, heaven, paradise. Who gave Lakshmi and Narayan that kingdom? No one knows that. They used to reside in Bharat. They were the masters of the world. There were no partitions, etc. Now there are so many partitions. This is the kingdom of Ravan. It is divided into many pieces. They continue to fight and quarrel. There was the kingdom of those deities in the whole of Bharat. There were no advisers, etc. there. Here, look how many advisers there are, because people are senseless. Advisers are also tamopradan and impure. Impure ones attract impure ones. They continue to become poverty-stricken and incur debts. In the Golden Age, the food and fruit, etc., are all very delicious. You go there, experience everything, and come back. You go to the subtle region and also to heaven. The Father tells you how the world cycle turns. At first, there is just the one deity religion in Bharat. There are no other religions. Then the kingdom of Ravan begins in the Copper Age. It is now a vicious world. You are now becoming pure and will become viceless deities. This is a school. God speaks. I teach you, children, Raja Yoga. You will become those in the future. You cannot study for a kingdom anywhere else. The Father himself teaches you and gives you the kingdom of the new world. Shiv Baba alone is the supreme Father, teacher, and Satguru. Baba means that you surely have to receive the inheritance. God would surely only give you the inheritance of heaven. Ravan, who is burnt every year, is the number one enemy of Bharat. Ravan made you into such devils. His kingdom continues for 2,500 years. The Father says to you, I make you into the masters of the land of happiness. Ravan takes you to the land of sorrow. Your lifespans also become shorter. There is sudden, untimely death, and many illnesses continue to emerge. There is nothing like that there. The very name is heaven. People now call themselves Hindus because they are impure. And so they are not worthy of being called deities. The Father sits here and explains to you through this chariot. He comes and sits next to this one in order to teach you. So this one is also studying. All of us are students. Only the one Father is the teacher. The Father is now teaching us. He will then come and teach us again after 5,000 years. This knowledge and this study will disappear. You studied and became deities. You received your inheritance of happiness for 2,500 years. Then there was sorrow, the curse of Ravan. Bharat is now very unhappy. It is a land of sorrow. People call out, O purifier, come. Come and make us pure. You should now not have any vices in you. However, the illness of half a cycle is not removed that quickly. In those studies too, those who don't study fail. Those who pass with honours claim a scholarship. Amongst you, those who become pure very well and then make others pure claim this prize. The rosary is of the 8 who pass with honours. Then there is also the rosary of 108. That rosary is also turned. People don't understand the significance of them. In a rosary, there is first the tassel, and there is then the jewel bead. Both husband and wife remain pure. They were pure and were called residents of heaven. Those souls have taken rebirth and become impure. They will now become pure here and go to the pure world. The history and geography of the world repeat. The vicious kings build temples to the viceless kings and worship them. From being worthy of worship, they then become worshippers. By becoming vicious, not even their crowns of light remain. This play is predestined. This is an unlimited, wonderful drama. First of all, there is just the one religion, which is called the Kingdom of Rama. Then those of other religions come. Only the one Father can explain how this world cycle continues to turn. God is just one. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. God himself becomes the teacher and teaches you. Therefore you have to study well. In order to claim a scholarship, become pure and do the service of making others pure. 2. Remove all the evil spirits of lust, anger, etc. that are inside you. Make effort whilst keeping your aim and objective in front of you. Blessing. May you be a carefree emperor who keeps away from any shadow of Maya by staying under the canopy of protection of remembrance. Those who constantly stay under the canopy of protection of remembrance of the Father constantly experience themselves to be safe. The way to save yourself from any shadow, chaya, of Maya, is to stay under the Father's canopy of protection, chatra chaya. Those who stay under this canopy of protection will constantly be carefree emperors. If you have any worries, your happiness disappears. When your happiness disappears, you become weak and you are then influenced by a shadow of Maya, because it is weakness that invokes Maya. If there is some shadow of Maya even in your dreams, she will cause you a lot of distress, and this is why you have to remain constantly under this canopy of protection. Slogan: with the screwdriver of understanding, tighten the loose screw of carelessness and remain constantly alert. Om Shanti.